If you're ready to confront your destiny, if this is the moment that you've been praying for, tune in and listen to your cosmic cheerleader, Commander Lady Athena, for cosmic pep talks, for closet Christ. The show is the voice of the Ashtar Command. The call is for you to step forward into your greatness. Be listening on Wednesday. We have an appointment with Destiny.
Greetings and the love of the One Beloved. I'm Commander Lady Athena, and you're listening to the voice of the Ashtar Command. This evening, our seminar topic is healing is returning our mind to sanity and wholeness. So let's take a deep breath and allow yourself to integrate fully into this place, into this moment, and embody an open willingness to be led into an amazing place within your wholeness, within that part of you that is never forgotten, that is never bought into sickness, separation, guilt, or the need to be punished. That part that resides forever in original innocence. That part that dances within universes of ever more glorious light and sound, music and revelation. That is the real part. It is an identity so pure, so secure, so lofty, so completely sinless, so glorious and great, so wholly beneficent and free from every tint or taint of guilt, that heaven itself looks to you for light, the light that could extend into this world and awaken it to wholeness, along with your own awakening. For no one awakens or steps into greater light alone. No one is healed alone. No one but remembers to forgive, that forgiveness is not spread and collectively shared throughout the entire sonship. And so we come as light into this world, as the salt that preserves both the flavor of heaven and that which is the eternal message of our oneness that we've come to convey through our love, our forgiveness, and our own remembering of who and what we are and remain forever. So God is with you. God is the very source of life. The life within the air we breathe, the food by which we are sustained, the water which renews and cleanses. God is our home, wherein we live and move and have our being, the spirit which directs our actions, which offers us its thoughts, and guarantees our safety from all pain, God covers us with loving kindness, with care, with provision, and holds in love the holy sonship that he shines upon as a great sun, a sun that illumines our mind with truth, that illumines our heart and leads us by the way of the inner way of light to that sacred little entrance into the heart and to a world that shines with eternal loveliness in which we forget everything but the love that is. And so, Father, Father God, we have no words except your name upon our lips and in our minds as we come quietly into your presence just now and ask to rest with you in peace, asking you to restore our mind to sanity and wholeness, and awaken us to the world that we share with you forever. And so we consecrate this time to you, offering a place and a context by which you may speak into our minds and into our hearts and reinterpret all things in terms of your love and your truth. And as we take a deep breath with you, we release to love everything that may have weighed heavily upon us this past week, today, maybe this moment. We rest in trust, like a resting leaf upon the wind, or a planet upheld by your love in space. We allow all things to rest quietly in your love, within our heart, within our mind, within our choices, within our dilemmas, knowing that as we offer these things to you for your interpretation, for your direction, for your seeing and inspiring in new insights within our minds, that gradually we are allowing the fear-based world that is stricken terror in our hearts and confusion in our minds, we just can now allow them, hearts and minds, to be healed and learn again how to live as love. And so, beloved ones, I've spent this last week with angels. The wonderful Croatian healer, Brazzo, has been doing online streaming and also was here in Pasadena in person. And so I did many, many online streamings where we see him silently, lovingly gazing at us, either through the computer screen or in person. He's silent, doesn't speak. And yet when you stand before him, whether his gaze is coming through your computer screen or you're sitting in a room with several hundred other people, that pure gaze, I would say, from the very heart mind of God, looks through everything that is not aligned with your truth and quietly dissolves it. You don't have to understand it. No one can. How can you understand how some 8 minutes of silently looking, being looked at, can cause cancerous tumors to dissolve, can heal arthritis, can restore hearing and eyesight? And in my case, could take my body, which was in great pain, and I felt my very skeletal structure completely being reorganized, realigned with my original divine beingness. It was like the distortions suddenly were corrected. And it was an amazing experience, one really that you have to have for yourself, because it goes beyond any words, anything we could possibly liken it to, except, as I've said, being in heaven with the angels. And having the gaze of the divine look through you and to you with innocence and complete unconditional loving. There is healing that takes place emotionally as deep-seated traumas suddenly arise to the surface and are released in sobs and tears, weeping, sometimes trembling, sometimes in the early gazing, my body felt like it was on fire. My crown chakra and brow chakra would burn. And I would cry. When sometimes I was at home before the computer, I would just sob, not knowing what was being released. But deep levels of emotional wounding that had been repressed in the subconscious mind was brought to the surface under that pure gaze. And gradually, it seems that almost everyone, with, I would say, practically no exceptions, is changed in some way under that gaze. Lives are bettered in all kinds of ways. They're made happier. Things that were problematic in relationships somehow find resolution. Sometimes very contentious situations just simply dissolve. They're no longer an issue. And the dire, what would you call it, diagnoses of countless diseases is reversed, sometimes instantly, sometimes gradually. But in every case, I believe, without exception, ameliorated in some way. Doesn't matter if you come in as a believer or a skeptic or in what state you're in. But every eye that sees this wonderful, receives this wonderful gift, which you would have to say from heaven's grace, is made happier and healthier and bettered. And who is this person that has this gift? A young Croatian man by the name of Braco, which means little brother in Croatian, who has a gift. A gift he was never taught, never even imagined he had, that was imparted to him simply by the association of being with his mentor, Ivica, for 16 months before Ivica passed out of his body. And even then, Braco had no idea that he would be the one that would carry the gift. In fact, when it was suggested by the thousands and thousands of people that flocked to Ivica's center for healing every day, when it was suggested that he would be the one that would carry the gift, he said, no, I don't know anything about healing. I was never taught anything. And a woman stood up and pointed to him and said, no, I've had a dream. I've had a dream. And you are the one that will help us now. And so a woman came up and said, please, just touch this photograph of my son. I know that he will be healed if you touch his photograph, which is what Ivica used to do. He would touch or kiss or sign the photographs that people would bring to him and bless them in some way. And so finally Braco very reluctantly took the photograph and blessed it as he had seen Ivica do so many times. And lo and behold, the woman came back and said that her son no longer had the nightmares. And so thus began the manifestation of this gift through Braco. And he continued like his mentor had before him, giving words of prophetic counsel and seeing people one-on-one until one day there was no end to the line, and he had worked 36 hours straight. And as he asked the people around him how many were still waiting, they said, there are thousands out there, Braco. We can't even begin to see the end of the line. So that was the first day that he realized that he had to start working in a different way. And so he invited groups and groups to come, and he made the gazing for the first time, standing before them and quietly looking at them. And they received the same healings, the same transformations, the same betterment and amelioration in their lives. And what's so wonderful is that he's in an area that has been war-torn and divided for centuries, and where there's great religious categories and differentiations and prejudices. But because he's silent and doesn't espouse any particular philosophy or religious doctrinal creed, he simply gazes silently with love. Everyone can stand shoulder to shoulder, and no one pays any attention what religion you are or which camp of consciousness you've come from or which geographical area. All of the differences just are not an issue. And it's so refreshing not to have to actually have a person who sets themselves up as a guru with a path, with a list of how you have to live and what you have to wear and what you should or shouldn't eat. It's so wonderful and freeing to just be present in unconditional safety and love. It has been such a transformative gift. Wherever Grazzo has gone, he just was received at the United Nations, where he received a Peace Bowl. In fact, I spoke at that very same group myself at the United Nations in 1997, November the 18th. And he spoke November the 16th, 2012. So, his gift now is being invited to be presented in every nation. More and more are inviting him to come. And I've noticed that he tends to come before or after certain things happen, which I believe, had he not come to that particular area, would have had a much more dire outcome. I believe that he's bringing a gift of healing and the restoration of wholeness and sanity in a way that deals with our deepest levels of subconscious guilt and fear and repressed hatred and anger, all of the things that we have been trying to punish ourselves for in a form of self-indictment. I believe all of that is being dissolved through love. I often say how important it is for us to return everything within us that hurts to love and allow love to heal it. And so I believe that enough of us have that prayer that we've actually caused the manifestation of this beautiful little brother into our midst as like the symbol of our own prayer for healing and wholeness and joining. And so a beautiful community has started now online with the online gazing, with a chat that accompanies the gazing before and after, where you can share experiences, which Grazzo encourages that we share, that we just don't sit in meditation, but that we immediately begin to share our sparks. And as we share, the sparks join together and form a magnificent, huge sun that begins to build and grow and send forth its radiance and its light throughout the planet. And that's what we're doing. And it's growing and growing. It was estimated, I think, a couple years ago, that over 250,000 letters of testimony had been received at the center of miraculous healings and transformations and turnabouts in people's lives. I love watching the DVDs because you see, particularly in war-torn Europe, people who have been deeply psychologically traumatized and wounded and were feeling tremendous despair personally. You see how the lives have been turned and changed, and the happiness that has come, and the ease that has come, where there was a lack and a sense of futility and hopelessness. People are now happy. They're living lives that reflect a whole quality of hopefulness and joy. And it gives me joy to see that. Here in America, where we have such a plethora of spiritual teachers and teachings and philosophies and gurus, it's like we have a complete buffet, deli, a delicatessen of everything you could possibly imagine. But most of it involves some philosophy that you have to practice. But with Grazzo, you just come and look at him. How simple can it be? You just come with the innocence of a child and look at him, and he looks back at you with the innocence of a child. And suddenly you feel like everything is going to be all right. Little brother's here. We're all together. We're all healing and walking each other home. It's the most beautiful sense of community. It's the most beautiful experience you could possibly imagine. And it's as simple as a lamb cavorting in a meadow of flowers and butterflies. It's innocent and simple like that. It's quite interesting, too. His gift is so unusual. It's amazing that just taking one of his DVDs, or the sun symbol is a 13-pointed, 13-ray sun symbol that he has on his books and on Avitsa's, not on his books, but on Avitsa's books, that Avitsa had made into a medallion to give to Bratzo. And that was after Bratzo had given him a medallion, which Avitsa would receive unless he could also give one to Bratzo. And so as a result, everybody wanted that same sun symbol, so they began to make it available to people. First, the immediate staff that's worked with Bratzo for some 17, almost 18 years. And now, for everyone, we can all have that sun symbol. But it's amazing because when you place the symbol, whether it's a paper symbol or the gold jewelry, on something that's been injured, it heals. One of the most amazing story was of a man that had a very bad accident with a motorcycle, and his leg was fractured in five different places and splintered so badly and crushed so badly that they really didn't know how in the world they could reconstruct his leg. So the mother came and sat by his side and held one of Bratzo's DVDs over the leg, over the area, and placed it upon the body of her son as he slept. And within a few days, he reported that he had no pain. Well, the doctor said, that's impossible. You know, with what you've got through, it's impossible. You've got to be having pain. He says, but I don't have any pain. And he was so adamant at that they finally took him back in and x-rayed again, whereupon they found that the bones were almost entirely healed and knit together. There was no more splintering. There was no more contusive fracturing. And it was a miracle. But these things are reported all the time. There are animals, for example, cats, that know just at the time that Bratzo will be gazing, and they will walk into the room and sit in front of the computer, and when the gazing is finished, they'll get up and walk out. And many have reported that their animals, their dogs and their cats, love the gazing and also have been healed. Some of them have had cancerous tumors removed and are dissolved and various things. But animals, you see, are very sensitive to energy. They don't have that ego mind, but they know a person by the energy. And so we do, too, when we relinquish the tendency to close down, allow our minds to close us down and to judge. So when we can come with an attitude of open receptivity, and you know, if you don't, eventually that resistance will dissolve, the love will dissolve it. But if you can come with the open receptivity of a childlike nature, then of course there is less of a barrier to receiving very rapid transformation and reversal of health conditions. So I've done previous shows on Bratzo because I want to share that this is available on the planet. And it's a great gift for every man, woman, and child on the planet. And also because Bratzo never advertises, he doesn't do interviews, and he will not take any money for his services. There is a $3 per gazing fee when you gaze online, because it costs money for the people that organize the gazing to put it online. But it doesn't go to Bratzo. And there's $8 that's charged for the live gazing. But again, that goes to the people who rent the venue for the gazing. Everyone comes together and volunteers. And Brazzo travels all over the world to freely offer his gift. He only wants to give the gift, and he only asks that you receive it. That's it. Nothing else is required. It's his joy to give this gift. And so there it is. It's come at a time when I think we have never been more in need of a silent healing at a level that we can't get at individually because we can't see the subconscious mind that has completely hidden the guilt that we feel within. And that guilt manifests as a way of attempting to continually punish ourselves for what we can't remember, but there's that tendency to self-inflict punishment. How do we do that? Well, one way we do that is to create poverty, sickness, pain, unhealthy relationships, addictive patterns, accidents, misfortune, abandonment, rejection. All of these things, believe it or not, are tied in with unconscious guilt patterns that only the love of the Divine Spirit can surface and heal. And we have to be willing to let that pain be returned to love. That's why we must join with the Divine in our own self-healing, because that's the only way that we can be set free through grace. There isn't a technique in the outer world that addresses unconscious guilt. You might say, well, where did the guilt come from? The guilt, according to Jesus and the Course of Miracles, came in the second the ego mind bought into the idea, the insane idea, it's called in the Course of Miracles, the insane idea of separation. In the same instant that insane thought arose, in the same instant it was healed. But not before the thought had already manifested as a false universe, a false creation, an imitation predicated on the belief of separation from love, from felicity, from joy, from God. And so, even though it's not a real creation, because only what God created is real, every thought produces form on some level. And so this thought proliferated as the world we see. That is a world of pain and suffering, scarcity, lack, famine, disease, war, hardship, all of that. And that is the world and the view of the world that our healing of our mind is designed to address. And so, Brazzo is one of those ways that we have co-manifested, let's say, our prayer that we might be shown another way. And we were given A Course in Miracles. And for those that are able to be dedicated to doing the Course in Miracles, that is a teaching that Jesus gave that is designed for the healing and the restoration of sanity and wholeness to the only place where that can be healed, which is in the level that caused the problem in the first place, which is the mind. So the Course of Miracles is given, and Brezzo is given. One involves some effort and dedication on your part to doing the lessons one a day, and the other, you just simply come and gaze. But results are the same. Looks to me like they are. Looks to me like this is another way that we're being restored and healed. So all healing begins with a recognition that pain has no value. Healing is always of the mind that bought into the idea that pain could offer something of value. You know, the ego mind always has a payoff that it's seeking to distract you from your wholeness. The entire world of form, of struggling, suffering, aging, and dying bodies arose with a single thought of separation from God. Well, since that's impossible, the world that arose did so only as a temporary mirage. And as I've said before, the instant that temporary mirage seemed to appear in the mind, truth corrected it. But in time, this nightmare of separation seems to be still occurring. So, this ego-projected world is a place where the thought of separation could manifest and portray differences. And this thought of separation manifested as a split mind. One portion of the mind retained remembrance of oneness, while the other formed what we call the ego. However, the world which arose with the thought of separation contradicts every semblance of oneness, and thus we began to forget. We began to lose sight of our sense of original oneness, and that's something that when you're with Brezzo is conveyed in the gaze. You begin to feel. In fact, several people that shared yesterday spoke of that they didn't understand oneness. They didn't understand how we could all be connected and one, and how you could love everyone. And more than one person stood up and shared that for the first time, they had an actual experience of being connected and one with others. And one man stood up and said, I would like to just say I love you to everyone. And he said, I've never felt like that before in my whole life. That's some powerful gaze that can shift a person to that degree, don't you think? So, the sun symbol, the book that was written by a woman who was allowed to come and spend 21 days with Brezzo, it's called 21 Days with Brezzo, by Angelica Whitecliff. That book, I found that when I have pain anywhere, if I sleep with that book on the area that has pain, the pain completely vanishes and I'm able to sleep. And that was a real problem for me just a short while back, where I had such pain in my legs it would wake me up and I couldn't sleep at night. And so I just started sleeping with a book on the place that hurt. The hip that was really, really giving me pain is completely healed now. And everything in the body is starting to line up, and I'm beginning to move in a whole different way. So that I can actually feel that with each gazing, there's a cumulative healing effect and balancing of the body, which in my case, it seems to be gradual. Now, I had a problem that has contributed to, I believe, my physical condition, which I think probably many of you in this work could identify with. And the belief behind the manifestations that my body has been portraying has been the belief that it's necessary to suffer for God, or it's necessary to suffer if you're doing your ministry, or it's necessary to suffer because you're clearing some level or karma or something of that nature. These are beliefs that simply are not true. But I bought into them and was portraying them in my body. So that's something you need to look at, that the world actually does nothing to us whatsoever. We only thought it did. Nor do we do anything to the world, because we were completely mistaken about what the world is for. And we have a great belief in our world. I think maybe I'll just speak for myself. There's been a belief that there's a world out there that needs to be fixed, healed, brought into peace, that I'm here to do something about the world. But the teaching, the whole teaching of the Course in Miracles that Jesus has given us corrects that misperception and says that you're here only to allow the Holy Spirit to heal your mind. And once your mind is healed, and as you're healed, in the process of your healing, there's a transfer value throughout the whole collective, and everybody is saved time. We spoke about time last week, of how time is collapsed, and the holy instant is inserted in which the miracle makes the need for time obsolete. This is where you would have an instantaneous correction in your perception that would result, for example, in an instantaneous healing. Maybe the disease was such that it would have, in the ego's agenda, taken you out or made you a cripple for life. But when you choose with the Holy Spirit, with love, and allow the correction to be made for you, you bring that allow that healing to go to bring to the surface your subconscious guilt, and you offer it to the Divine Spirit. When you do that, then you don't need to keep appearing in this world again and again and again and again. And this is how grace can lift you out of this nightmare and restore you to the remembrance of your wholeness. And that is what really the world is for, is to allow us to make that choice for God, you know, for the Holy Spirit's interpretation, rather than just keeping in the cycle of the ego. And the ego's whole cycle involves karma, reincarnation, evolution, and that this universe is real, which it's not. Jesus tells us quite clearly that when we fully awaken, this universe will simply vanish. In fact, when we fully awaken, everything that we believed separated us from absolute joy and peace vanishes. What remains? Everything you love, everything that you have joined with as oneness and love is with you forever because you've joined with God. When you choose for love and oneness, you've joined with God, and that's eternal. So it's very important in your return to be absolutely honest with yourself. And know this, the slightest little feeling of anger, depression, impatience, of sadness, of tiredness, weariness, unhappiness, every negative or unpleasant mood and sentiment is fear. Remember, we were taught by Jesus there's only two emotions, love or fear. And when you buy into one, you get everything that goes with that. So the next time you feel the slightest little twinge of unhappiness, stop and ask yourself, what am I afraid of? What am I afraid of here? Where's the fear? And you know, by the way, that includes every negative attitude, every little snide, sarcastic, critical remark arises only from fear. Every doubt, hesitation, every reservation, all of these are forms of fear. So fear takes the form of all that you allow to rob you of present peace and joy. And fear, whenever it arises, indicates that you believe you are guilty. And fear, the punishment that you believe you deserve. And this takes form as lack on any level of your life. And lack is actually self-indictment and self-judgment and self-punishment. That's why we use the practice of saying, when you are tempted to project that on someone else, you own it and say, I forgive myself for judging myself for feeling unhappy, for feeling angry at that person, for experiencing road rage, for whatever. But you forgive yourself for judging yourself, because what the ego does is try to project it out upon the world, point the finger of blame to someone or something in the world. And that's the ego's way of using the world to hide from what it believes is the wrath of God. So the one that created the wrathful, vengeful, judging God that's going to throw you in hell unless you do it his way, that was the ego's projection of God. That was God created in the image and likeness of the ego mind. So vengeance and attack in any form, even so subtle, ever so subtle, which sometimes looks like sympathy, oh, you poor thing, that must be terrible. I'm so sorry that you had to go through this. That is where you're using the ego to absolutely attack another person in the guise of feeling sympathy. That is where you weaken rather than offer the hand of faith and strength. And we do it all the time. You know, we come into agreement with a person's condition instead of looking past it and giving them the encouragement that, you know what? You're loved. You know what? You don't have to go through this. You know what? In highest truth, it never left the heart of God. You know what? You're not that body. You're something that is immortal, birthless, deathless, eternally pure, guilt-free, sinless, worthy, and you've never left God's presence, ever, in reality. So that gives people strength, because who says that today? Who talks like that? Not very many people. So, moreover, the ego mind so firmly believes it deserves punishment that it tries its best to hide. And it hides in the body. And it distracts you by mood-making disease. Let's say that all disease is a form of mood-making, where you're trying to make something real that's actually an illusion. Some people mood make their whole life. Their whole life is about their sickness, their disease, their addictive pattern, their whatever. And they go to some sort of a therapy or a therapist or a somebody who deals with the symptoms but never addresses the core issue, which again is unconscious and subconscious guilt. And that, of course, manifests as dis-ease. So only the Divine Spirit, and you're joining with the Divine Spirit in some way, will actually heal you. I'd like to share a little bit from the Manual for Teachers, a little few excerpts here of what Jesus has to say about healing. Healing is accomplished the instant the sufferer no longer sees any value in pain. Healing must occur in exact proportion to which the valuelessness of sickness is recognized. One need but say, "There is no gain at all to me in this," and he is healed. But to say this, one must first recognize certain facts. First, it is obvious that decisions are of the mind and not of the body. If sickness is but a faulty problem-solving approach, it is a decision. And if it is a decision, it is the mind and not the body that makes it. The resistance to recognizing this is enormous, because the existence of the world as you perceive it depends on the body being the decision maker. Terms like instincts, reflexes, and the like represent attempts to endow the body with non-mental motivators. Actually, such terms merely state or describe the problem. They do not answer it. The acceptance of sickness is a decision of the mind for a purpose which it would use the body, is the basis of healing. And this is so for healing in all forms. A patient decides that this is so, and he recovers. If he decides against recovery, he will not be healed. Who is the physician? Only the mind of the patient himself. The outcome is what he decides that it is. Special agents seem to be ministering to him, yet they but give form to his own choice. He chooses them in order to bring tangible form to his desires. And it is this they do, and nothing else. They are actually not needed at all. The patient could merely rise up without their aid and say, "I have no use for this." There is no form of sickness that would not be cured at once. What is the single requisite for this shift in perception? It is simply this, the recognition that sickness is of the mind and has nothing to do with the body. What does this recognition cost? It costs the whole world, you see, for the world will never again appear to rule the mind. For with this recognition, is responsibility placed where it belongs, not with the world, but on him who looks on the world and sees it as it is not. He looks on what he chooses to see, no more and no less. The world does nothing to him. He only thought it did. Nor does he do anything to the world, because he was mistaken about what it is. Herein is the release from guilt and sickness both, for they are one. Yet to accept this release, the insignificance of the body must be an acceptable idea. With this idea is pain forever gone. But with this idea goes also all confusion about creation. Does not this follow of necessity? Place cause and effect in their true sequence, in one respect, and the learning will generalize and transform the world. The transfer value of one true idea has no end or limit. The final outcome of this lesson is the remembrance of God. What do guilt and sickness, pain, disaster, and all suffering mean now? Having no purpose, they are gone. And with them also go all the effects they seem to cause. Cause and effect, but replicate creation, seen in their proper perspective without distortion and without fear, they reestablish heaven. And this is what we're doing. We're reestablishing heaven, first within our minds, and then, as Jesus said, the transfer value is without end. The whole world is healed as you heal yourself. And this is simply a choice to allow the Divine Spirit to replace your judgment with forgiveness. And forgiveness, again, in terms of the Course of Miracles, is to not see sin and then forgive it, but to recognize there never was any sin, and to look past the doing to the Holy Son of God, which is you and me and everyone. So this is a very deep teaching, but it is one that, according to Jesus, will set you free. And inevitably, you will be set free, because inevitably you will choose to return your mind to sanity and wholeness. And again, you do that by turning to the Beloved, to the Holy Spirit, to Christ, and allowing yourself to see through His eyes, to think with Him, and to see the innocence in your brother. Because as you look at your brother and sister in the world, what you see in them reflects who you are seeing with. If you are looking with Christ, you will behold their holiness, their divinity, and their loveliness. And that is what we want to do. We want to choose and see and think with the Beloved. So let's take a deep breath and go out chanting Anai Hu. Why? Because it brings us into a vibratory resonance of oneness and love. Deep breath. God willing, I'll be with you this time next week. If you want to gaze with Braco, go to BRACO TV and log on. God bless you.